Hello, everyone, and welcome to Full Time, where we take you around the world of soccer, locally, regionally, nationally, and internationally. Full Time is presented by The Game Sports Show and powered by The Game Entertainment and Media. You are listening to Season 2, Episode 7 of Full Time. I am your host, Daniel Scarpino, and with me is our co-host, Gaetano Gallo. Before we begin today's show, Full Time is sponsored by Little Caesars Pizza. With their three locations in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, you can download and access the Pizza Portal app so you can enjoy a delicious hot and ready pizza from Little Caesars today. We remind our listeners that Full Time is a weekly recorded podcast on the Game Sports Show. Recordings of Full Time occur every week, and uploads to all of our platforms for public viewing and listening occur every week as well. Folks, we welcome you back for our second upload of the week. Thank you for being here with us talking the beautiful game. Gaetano, we're back after just a couple of days, and it really is a beautiful thing to be here together talking footy for the second time this week. How goes it, man?
Oh, I'm doing great, Scarps. There's nothing I'd rather be doing right now on a Wednesday night than reviewing the World Cup semis with you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's great to hear that you're doing so well, and I'm in the same boat as you. So happy to be reviewing these semifinals on this midweek day. And again, for all of our listeners, this is our second upload of the week, as this show is our World Cup final preview show. Additionally, we will be reviewing the semifinals that took place at the World Cup over the past 2 days. As always, if anyone would like to listen to our previous content, please check us out at Full Time on the Game Sports Show. And without further ado, Gaetano, and to everyone who has taken the time to tune in here today, let's kick off. We begin today's show by examining the World Cup semifinals that took place over the past 2 days. Gaetano, in just one word, give us your summary of these semifinals.
If I got to go with one word, it's messy. Has to be.
And I'm with you, and I'm so looking forward to talking about that game here very, very shortly. I'm going to use the word solid. And the reason I use that word is because I found these two semifinals to give us a lot of good moments mixed with a substantial amount of quality. So for me, two well-rounded, just solid games, in my opinion. And as you just said, that first word that comes to mind for you is messy. And we start no further than the semifinal that was between Argentina and Croatia, which brought us several entertaining moments. After a Lionel Messi penalty put Argentina up 1-0 after 34 minutes, it was a beautiful combination in the second half between Messi and Alvarez that got Argentina their third goal of the match. And from that point, it was smooth sailing until the end. Argentina booked their ticket to the World Cup final, beating Croatia by a score of 3-0. Gaetano, between Messi and Alvarez, your eyes just go abnormally wide. What a sensational performance by these two individuals, and what a good team victory for Argentina to see themselves into the World Cup final. Your thoughts?
Yeah, normally whenever I talk about the Argentina national team, it's always like Messi does great and the rest of the team was just kind of there and Messi was doing his thing. But the last few games of this tournament, and especially the semifinal, it's been a really, really great effort, plus Messi being Messi. And Julian Alvarez is probably the best striker he's played with at the national team level since Aguero. Higuain was always just kind of okay. Dybala has never really clicked with him. Lautaro Martinez has been basically benched for Alvarez. So yeah, it's great to see Messi finally having someone really great to link up with.
Yeah, and this will be Messi's last kick of the ball based on his most recent interview and press conference post-match. He said that this will be his last game at international level, and what better way to go out than in a World Cup final. So he's certainly found a great partner to play with, and Argentina have been playing some amazing football. They are one of those teams that just keep getting better as the tournament goes along. And anytime that a team can do that, you know what they're often destined for. And Gia, I just wanted your opinion on this one, because there are a lot of mixed opinions on it, not just with people that I've been talking to, but also in the media and in the forums and these sorts of things. The penalty that was awarded to Argentina, in your view, did the referee get the decision correct?
It's a penalty every time. I really don't know what the debate is about. Like, you know, you kind of give commentators and analysts like the first viewing without replays, where, you know, maybe is, maybe isn't. But like after the first replay, it's 100% a penalty every time.
Yeah. And you know what? I must admit, and again, honesty is a huge thing. When I had first saw the penalty, I thought to myself, "Ooh, I don't think so." And then you watch the replay, and instantly I changed my mind, and I thought to myself, okay, well, he's knocked the ball past the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper has come out and made himself a lot bigger than he normally would be. The attacking player tries to go around the goalkeeper. I believe it was Alvarez, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And my whole thinking is, if the goalkeeper doesn't make even the slightest bit of contact with him, yeah, the defender is coming across, but there is a chance that Alvarez could get around him, and that's, in all likelihood, a tap into an empty net. So for me, I'm with you. It is a penalty. But I must admit, at first glance, when it initially happened, I thought to myself, oh my God, that's not a penalty. But then you see the replay, and for me, it truly is. And just one more, Gaetano. I know we have talked about it already here in this segment and off air as well, but between Messi and Alvarez, that had to be the best tandem performance of the tournament, surely.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, as a Man City fan, watching Alvarez play at the World Cup has been phenomenal. I really didn't have high expectations for him at this tournament. I thought, as a very young guy, first major tournament, I thought he'd get some minutes off the bench, you know, a few minutes here and there, just, you know, kind of blood him a little bit. But the fact that he is, you know, a key part of this Argentina starting 11 now is incredible.
Yeah, and he fits in so well, and he's playing with such freedom in those attacking positions. It is a wonderful thing to see if you are a fan of, like you said, like yourself, Manchester City, but also in this specific moment, if you're a fan of Argentinian football, you've got to be excited for what's ahead of Julian Alvarez and the Argentina team come the final. Shifting gears to the second semifinal of this World Cup, it was France and Morocco who entertained us, but in ways that maybe most people didn't expect. Chances in the first half were shared equally between the two sides. It was, however, France who got their noses out in front just 5 minutes into the contest, which allowed them to go into halftime up 1-0. In the second half, both sides dug in, either trying to maintain what they had in the case of France or claw their way back into the game in the case of Morocco. Another goal for France with just over 10 minutes remaining in the match would see them go up 2-0. Morocco continued to fight but couldn't find their way past France's backline nor goalkeeper Hugo Lloris. This one ends by a score of 2-0 in favor of the reigning World Cup champions, France. Gaetano, both of France's goals came from broken play, many missed opportunities, coupled with good moments and mixed with some good patches of decent football in this match from both sides. Morocco didn't make it easy, but France get their second win of World Cup final, rather, in as many tournaments. Your analysis of this one, sir?
I think this one played out pretty even. You know, I don't think Morocco created enough to beat France. I think France actually created a good amount of chances. I really think they struggled. Morocco struggled conceding that early goal, because really killed their momentum. They knew they had to fight, you know, even just to get anything from the game, let alone a win. I think it played out pretty fair. And yeah, France back to the World Cup final again.
Yes, and deservedly so, I would say, on behalf of France. But just in relation to Morocco, I think you hit on a really important point there, Gaetano, when you said that going down that early, it's always going to be an uphill battle, particularly for a team who maybe doesn't have enough experience at this level, shall we say. So for them to go down within 5 minutes, obviously that's going to be almost not an impossible mountain to climb, because of course it's not impossible, but it's going to be very difficult, like you said, to get anything from the game and to claw their way back, especially for what they've done all tournament. They're probably emotionally tapped out. But I must say that the fight that they put on for 90 minutes certainly showed that they're playing for the manager, they're playing for their country, and that they have a never give in attitude. And Gaetano, I hate to put this one out there, but I think it's only fair that I do so, seeing as we are analyzing the game. For me, it seemed like France was kind of missing their typical clinical edge in this game. I saw Olivier Giroud miss a few chances amongst a few other players in the side. Am I right to say that, or am I a bit off?
I think you're not totally wrong. No disrespect to Morocco, but in a game like this, France didn't really need to be at their absolute best. They were able to miss those chances, considering they had a lead 5 minutes in and had some players come off the bench to score as well. Yeah, I think they were probably running at around 80% of what we normally see them at.
Yeah, and again, you certainly don't want to disrespect Morocco in any way, because they deserve all of our respect for what they've done at this tournament. But yeah, probably in the case of France, it didn't have to be at 100% of their finishing capacity, shall we say. But it begs an even more important question, I guess. Do you want everything clicking on all cylinders, kind of like it was for Argentina going into a final? or are you somewhat okay with, okay, you know what, we got the misses out of the way, and now we go into the final knowing that we have to finish our chances? Would you say that France is in just as good of a position as Argentina heading into the final from an attacking perspective?
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, as long as you get the result, it doesn't really matter how you do it, what chances you miss. You get the result, it's all good. And I think they're going to have that mentality going to the final that, you know, the semifinal is done, it's in the past, we just need to finish whatever chances we get today.
Yeah, I think that will be the mentality as well. And Morocco showed themselves to be a resilient side once again, but unfortunately their fairy tale run ends in the semifinal at the hands of France in this World Cup. But my goodness, what a run Morocco did have. So to review our picks, Gaetano, you got the first game correct with Argentina beating Croatia. I got the second game correct with France beating Morocco. What else but a 50-50 split and yet another draw between us? Are you even surprised at this point?
I think at this point we are two halves of a perfect footballing brain at this point. It has to be.
I really like the sounds of that, and I would like to think so. So what a positive way to put that. That was awesome. And yeah, certainly we've been getting a lot of things right in this tournament, but the things that one has gotten incorrect, the other has gotten correct, and vice versa. So it's been really cool to see. And based on these results, we now have our final matches of the World Cup set for us to view this upcoming weekend. To start on Saturday, December 17th, it will be Croatia and Morocco playing for bronze in the third place game. Gaetano, both of these teams have had good, if not great, tournaments. What are your thoughts on these two teams, and who will win the honors of third place at this World Cup?
So, I mean, this is actually a matchup we've seen already at this tournament in group stages, which I believe was a 0-0 draw, or I think
that's
it might
right.
have been 1-1. Was it 0-0?
It was 0-0 or 1-1. It was the first match of, I believe, Group F, and it was that 5 o'clock game, because I do remember seeing it one morning at the gym, but it definitely was a draw for sure.
Yeah, so I think as this tournament's kind of played out, we see Croatia, I think they're going to do what they've done this the whole tournament, basically, which is play a really tough defensive game. I don't think Morocco is going to be able to penetrate that defense, and I think it's going to go probably to penalties, and Croatia will take it.
You know what, Gaetano, I'm with you to start these predictions off. I'm also going to go for Croatia. I think the Argentina game for them was probably a little humbling in more ways than one, but Croatia is still a phenomenal side, and I can't see them walking away from this tournament with nothing given what they have done. So for me, it will be Croatia as the third place winners. I don't think that it's going to go as far as you said that it will. I think it'll probably end within 90 minutes, but we both have here Croatia winning. And to the biggest game of the year in international football, it is the World Cup final. This game will take place Sunday, December 18th, 2022. The final will see Argentina go up against France. Gaetano, we could be here all night talking about the teams, the managers, the analytics, the second level analytics, the odds, the probabilities, and so much more. We both know, as do the people listening, that these two teams are giants in the world of football, and we know just how amazing they are. I'm going to keep it real simple here, G. In your opinion, who will be the winner of the 2022 World Cup and why?
I think France is going to go back to back. I think they just have a little too much firepower, and they're a little more solid defensively than Argentina. I think that will make the difference.
It's a big call, but at the end of the day, it's not too strong a call, because either one of these teams can totally win this final. These are unbelievable teams in the world of football. And Gaetano, I am going to say that Argentina wins this World Cup. I just think that it's been written in the stars for them. I believe that France will give them a proper go, but I just feel like Argentina is going to prevail, and it will be Lionel Messi who closes out an outstanding chapter for his country, and I see him lifting the World Cup on Sunday, December 18th. We have waited quite literally 4 years for this final to come, and it's nearly here. You have France, I have Argentina, we both have Croatia. We are going to see what happens, but certainly it is going to be super exciting. And with that said, G, we could not separate ourselves this tournament in terms of our picks, not through the group stage, quarterfinals, round of 16, the semifinals, anything. But as we go into these final two games, what's going to happen is the third place game, well, we have the same team picked. The final, we have a different team pick, so someone ought to win. We will certainly this holiday season enjoy an adult beverage together, and I'm really looking forward to doing that with you. I got to ask, how excited are you for this final, and how excited are you for these upcoming holidays, my friend?
I think the excitement for the final is, like, I'm obviously super excited for it, but I think it's really going to ramp up on the weekend once the third place game happens, and then it's the last game of the World Cup, you know, the final. I think then it's going to go to overdrive. And as far as the holidays, finally get some snow on the ground. Hopefully the rinks are open up soon. And yeah, it's a great time to be here.
Most definitely. And I also wanted to ask you this one, Gaetano, because this one's purely subjective. It's just based on feeling. Obviously, with the World Cup being taking place over the course of the winter, we've never really experienced this in our lifetime. Probably never will experience it again, maybe when we're much older. But I felt like this World Cup went by incredibly quick, whereas the ones that take place in the summer, whether it's a European Championship or a World Cup, I feel like they go by at a more reasonable pace. Did you find that this World Cup went by really fast, or were we just kind of really immersed in the moments of the football?
I think both are true. I think it definitely flew by. Personally, like, for me, getting excited for the Canada games, that was, you know, it was three games in the space of 8 or 9 days there. Like, that was super exciting. It was always waking up, you know, the next day, like, oh, Canada plays in 2 days, Canada plays a day, Canada plays a day. And then, like, again and again. And then once the, you know, the knockout stage, you start going and you get the heavyweights going at each other. Like, it's, yeah, it flies by.
That's a really good way to explain it and summarize it, for sure. And I definitely feel the same as you. So regardless of whatever happens in the third place game and in the final, it'll be a beverage for the two of us, and a beverage in the company of good friends and immersed in the beautiful game. My question is, what in this world can be better? And for me, not a whole heck of a lot is better. So it really has been a lot of fun, I would say, Gaetano, to assess and analyze this World Cup from start to finish with you. And I am looking forward to watching the games and talking about the results in a week's time. On to the holidays very shortly, my friend, and just your final thoughts on what this tournament has given to us.
I think this tournament has been exactly what the footballing world needed. Lionel Messi, you know, for the last time on the biggest stage, doing what he does, seeing these excellent young players like Julian Alvarez, like Kylian Mbappe, you know, making their names on the world stage. It's been a phenomenal time.
Fully agree with that. And this World Cup, like you just alluded to, has given us many memorable moments and many things to talk about for many years to come. This is Daniel Scarpino and Gaetano Gallo, and you are listening to Full Time on the Game Sports Show. A reminder that Full Time is sponsored by Little Caesars Pizza. You can download and access the Pizza Portal app for any of the three locations in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Have a delicious, hot and ready pizza from Little Caesars today. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Full Time. As we conclude today's show, we hope you all enjoy the last games of the World Cup this weekend. And most importantly, please watch and celebrate responsibly. Gaetano, as always, thanks for everything tonight, my friend.
Oh, Scarps, it's always my favorite thing, talking footy with you.
Awesome, man. I definitely feel the same way. A reminder to our listeners that the next episode of Full Time will be recorded the week of December 19th. That will be our World Cup wrap-up show and our final recording of 2022. So be sure to have an eye out next week for that upload as we enter into the holiday season. For weekly content, make sure to hit like, follow, and subscribe to all platforms of both the Game Sports Show and the Game Entertainment and Media on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now back on Podbean. Be sure to check out our website at www.thegamesportsshow.com. That's www.thegamesportsshow.com. For Gaetano Gallo, my name is Daniel Scarpino, and thank you for tuning in to Full Time. We look forward to seeing you at kickoff next week back here on the Game Sports Show and the Game Entertainment and Media. Best always.